In December 2015, China issued a red alert warning for their capital, Beijing. Smog and air particle levels were 10 times higher than the World Health Organization's safety standards. The alert shut down schools and stopped construction, reflecting China's ongoing issues with pollution. At that same time, the rest of the world was meeting in Paris for the United Nations Climate Change Convention in an attempt to tackle growing environmental concerns. So while Beijing is covered in smog, we wanted to know, what are the cleanest cities in the world? A 2012 Green City Index reported by the Economist Intelligence Unit examined each major world region to determine which global factors contribute to cleanliness. In Europe, many of the top spots were captured by Nordic countries, with Copenhagen in Denmark as the cleanest city overall. Zurich in Switzerland also received high points for lowest CO2 emissions. Both countries have strict limits on high-polluting vehicles, but there is also a societal push to use public transit, bicycling, and walking. Even the 2009 Copenhagen Accord saw the world's major economies come together for the first time to lower global emissions. In Latin America, a clear and repeat winner for the cleanest city has been Curitiba in Brazil. The city was the first to introduce bus rapid transit in 1974 and has continued the trend of working with its citizens to provide environmental benefits. A recycling program called Garbage, that's not garbage, has led to about 3/4 of the city's trash to be recycled by residents. Other programs, like one which trades bus tokens for recycling, shows how effective communal and governmental efforts can be. Another top recycler, this time in Asia, is the city-state of Singapore. On average, they generate less trash per person than the rest of the continent, but they also keep the city clean through high-density planning and infrastructure investment. Recycling and water treatment plants are state-of-the-art and designed around supplying the uniquely compact city. With so many people living so close together, it is very important to produce as little waste as possible. Over in North America, it's health-conscious San Francisco that takes the lead. According to the GCI, San Francisco recycles as much as 77% of their waste, which is more than any European city besides Leipzig in Germany. Another reason is that SF requires commercial building owners to submit regular energy usage reports, leading to considerably lower usage overall. This, coupled with a high sharing economy, high quality public transit, and marginal environmental tax benefits, makes SF incredibly clean. Lastly, and unfortunately, no cities score well above average in Africa. The highest ranked, Accra in Ghana, is not necessarily the cleanest, but they get major points for having a direct bureaucratic link with the national government concerning the environment. This helps not only in monitoring, but also action, and is found lacking in most African cities profiled. Overall, the most consistent aspect of environmental friendliness seemed to be based on society's willingness to take part. Mass transit and recycling help bring down emissions, as does efficient city planning and government policy, but it should come as no surprise that without the support of the people, there is little that can be done to save the Earth. While it is nice to live in a city with no pollution, much of the world does not have that luxury. To find out what pollution actually does to your body, check out this video by DNews.
Smog is caused by little particles that float around in the air. Lots of particles wind up in the air for all sorts of reasons, from house dust to dust from roads and sidewalks to exhaust from cars and power plants. It affects the body because many of the particles are tiny and can accumulate in your lungs.
Thanks for watching Test Tube News, everyone. Please like and subscribe, and we will keep making videos for you every day.